Hello, my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Tressie Tressmark from Norway with another Elijah List article. And this one I just got from Heidi Baker. Well, it's an upload from the Elijah List about a prophecy she had in 2015 in America. It's called People with Beautiful Clothing Suddenly in Need of Food. So this is a warning, I guess, for those who do not belong to Jesus, those who haven't given their life to Jesus yet. And I will use my text-to-speech app, and let's just listen to it. Okay, I will just turn myself off, and let's listen together, okay.
Prophecy Decoders, Heidi Baker Prophecy from 2015 in America, People with Beautiful Clothing Suddenly in Need of Food, Heidi Baker and the Elijah List. Prophecy by Heidi Baker in 2015 while ministering at a church in America. I had a vision in your church and it wasn't what I expected to see. I saw bread lines, soup kitchens, and I saw people wearing beautiful clothing. Their clothing was not worn out. Now, in my nation, when people are hungry you can tell. I mean they are in shredded rags. They don't have shoes or they have flip-flops. Most of them have no shoes. They are hungry and they know they are hungry. They come for food not because they are beggars, but because they are hungry. I have held starving children in my arms. I know what starvation is. I know what pain is. I know what suffering is. But in this vision that I had that was in your nation, my nation, which the Lord is helping me to say, I will identify with America as well as Mozambique. I saw this bread line, long bread lines, and I said, Lord, I don't think that is popular to say in a church, especially one that is all about revival and victory and power. I didn't want to see what I saw, but I saw what I saw, so I was so undone. And I saw all these people and they had beautiful cars, 4X4s and Lexus, Mercedes, BMWs, Toyotas. There they were with fancy shiny cars, but they were standing in line. What I said about worrying, the worriers turned into worshiping warriors. I asked, why are they so well dressed and standing in this line? He said, because it is a suddenly. They are suddenly in need of food. I asked, what are we to do? He said, tell them that what you see in Mozambique they will see in America with the signs and wonders and miracles. They will see it on their soil. They will see what I do. What is it that he does? For one thing, he puts peace on you in the midst of the storm. Prophecy Decoders Analysis. What a timely word spoken way back in 2015, over 4 years before the COVID-19 outbreak in China, in December of 2019. We see in this prophecy specific images being described by Heidi Baker, including people wearing beautiful clothing, and that their clothing was not worn out. They were well-dressed and had beautiful cars and fancy shiny cars. Heidi Baker also describes the following, I saw this bread line, long bread line. In the vision, when she asked why are these people in line, the divine reply was, because it is a suddenly. They are suddenly in need of food. Interesting note, the dictionary definition of a bread line is a group of needy persons waiting in line for free food to be distributed by a government agency or charitable organization. Now let's connect these prophetic puzzle pieces. In the midst of this coronavirus crisis, in just a matter of days, our economy suddenly came to a virtual standstill. People's 401 kiloseconds and other investments in the financial markets have taken major hits since the start of the month of February, and shocking unemployment records were set in March. The government has also instituted a $2 trillion economic rescue package. News, CNN, March 26, 2020, Senate approves historic $2 trillion stimulus deal amid growing coronavirus fears. News, Washington Post, April 2, 2020, over 10 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits in March as economy collapsed. News, Reuters, April 3, 2020 U.S. businesses swarm coronavirus bailout fund after days of confusion. These headlines would have seemed absurd in January. White-collar workers, blue-collar workers, as well as small business owners and major corporations are suddenly in need, and in essence, waiting in line for government assistance. Perhaps that's a connection to people in beautiful clothing and fancy cars waiting in the bread line, as referenced in the 2015 prophecy. This 2015 prophecy is indeed unfolding in the headlines. Signs, wonders and miracles in America. From the prophecy, we also realize that God was not caught by surprise by our current crisis. Prophecy reveals God's redemptive plan, providing light in the midst of darkness. The prophecy given by Heidi Baker in 2015 indicates the following prophetic promises that we can grasp by faith right now. Signs and wonders and miracles on the soil of America. Warriors turned into worshiping warriors. Peace in the midst of the storm. Receive signs, wonders, miracles, worship and peace today. We are praying for you. Stay safe. Take necessary precaution. Be considerate of others. Most of all, do not fear and stay in faith. Turn your worry into worship. God is still on the throne. To watch this video by Heidi Baker, click here. Asterisk, please don't miss our emerging and newly found prophets. Subscribe here. Heidi Baker Iris Global email, info@irisglobal.org, website, www.irisglobal.org. Heidi and Roland Baker began Iris Global, previously Iris Ministries, in 1980, and have been missionaries since then. Heidi was powerfully called to the mission field at age 16 when she was living on an Indian reservation in Mississippi as an American Field Service student. Several months after she was led to Jesus by a Navajo evangelist, she was taken up in a vision for several hours and heard Jesus speak audibly to her and tell her to be a minister and a missionary to Asia, England, and Africa. When she returned home to Laguna Beach, California, she began ministering at every opportunity and leading short-term missions teams. Roland and Heidi met at a small charismatic church in Southern California and married 6 months later after realizing they were united in their calling and desire to see revival among the poor and forgotten of the world. Find us on asterisk Facebook, click here, asterisk XAPIT, click here. Please forward to all your friends. Permission granted, and you are also encouraged to reprint these articles in hard copy form, as well as sending them to your own email lists and posting them on your own websites. We ask only that you keep Elijah List website, email contact info, and author contact information intact. Elijah List Publications, 528 Ellsworth Street, Southwest Albany, Oregon, 97321, www.elijahlist.com, email, info@elijahlist.net, phone 1-541-926-3250.
Wow. One scripture to add to this, I believe, is that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. So, you know, if you are in trouble, you know, you need to give your life to Jesus if you haven't already, and God will provide to those who belong to Him. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't fear if you are a Christian. God will provide. But if you're not Christian yet, give your life to Jesus so He can provide for you. Because why would He provide for those who hate Him? You know, it's very, very logical when you think about it. If you ask Him to help you, He will probably help you even if you don't consider yourself a Christian. But I think there comes a time when you have to give your life to Jesus and be born again to enter the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And those who belong to Jesus, those who belong to Father God, He will provide for, and not those who don't belong to Him. Okay? God bless you all. Hope you like this. And please subscribe, like, and share, and all that. And comment on this video. And if you like what I'm trying to do here, you know, as a merch, teespring.com stores, Tressy Trustmark store, and and there's other links. If you want to sow a seed into me, you can do that via paypal.me/Tressy Trustmark, and I would also like you to sow a seed into my friend and new prophetess, Ashley Walker, and go and check her book out, Visions, Dreams, and Spirit Travels, on Amazon. You can just search for Ashley Walker, or there are also link to it under this video, affiliate link, Amazon. What is this then? Okay, yeah, that's the video I made where I share some of her prophetic words that is not in the book. Go find that video. Okay. Oh, there we go. Okay. That's it for now. Until next time. Bye bye then.